Can you just talk a bit, maybe in more general terms, about this property and kind of why it might be a good idea to look at different ways to put it to use?
Well, I think that it's a very large property. The buildings are very large, and it's from an era where manufacturing was the base of our economy. So to have that many square feet devoted to manufacturing is probably not going to happen anymore. So we have this big building. It's very close into downtown. It's close to services, transit, all these things. And so it makes sense to redevelop it because it already is there. It has a lot to say for it being so close.
About how many people do you think would live there?
That is something that we'll look at during the environmental review. The developer has not said a number of people, but we're doing what's called a generic environmental impact statement. So that's because the project is going to be implemented over a long time frame, up to 20, 25 years. So what we're going to look at in the environmental impact statement is how many people could live there? What would be the threshold before there would be environmental impacts that would need to be mitigated?
And then just having lived in Ithaca and knowing the road down into town there is, very steep and narrow and can get a little bit backed up.
They'll be doing a traffic study, or they are in the middle of doing a traffic study, and they're working, with our transportation engineer, city transportation engineer, to look at that. And so we're at the point in the environmental impact statement where we're developing what will be in the environmental impact statement. It's called scoping. So all the potential issues with traffic haven't been totally scoped yet, but whatever we decide through scoping has to be looked at will be looked at and will be part of their traffic study. So there could be traffic improvements, improvements to the road, to the signaling. There could be, transportation demand management. There could be additional transit stops. There could be ride sharing. There's going to be a trail that goes through there. There could be improved sidewalks. There could be any number of things. But what we have to do right first is we have to measure what the impact will be, and then we have to look at what will mitigate that impact.